the worst of the High FM morning show.
I have a friend of mine, and his name's Craig. He's a normal bloke.
Is Craig real?
Yeah, Craig's real.
Is he though?
He's okay looking, nothing special, but he has major success with the ladies. Major success.
Where does Craig live? Just ask him for a friend.
I asked him what his secret is and how he does it.
Right.
And do you know what he said? He said, women love a man with an accent.
What accents does he have? Is he Irish?
I haven't been out with him at night because I'm married to Debbie, the love of my life. So I've not seen him in action. But yesterday I was walking my dog on Shatty Beach and there was this tall blonde woman with her dog. I think it was a Waddy rescue dog. And she was coming towards me. And all of a sudden, I don't know why, but Craig's words came into my head. So I started swaggering. Like this, because I've not lost it, you know, George. I've still got it.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm walking like the Fonz, and she's getting closer, and now she's about 8 feet away. I look at her, and she looks at me, and then I do it.
Hello, you are very beautiful. Hello.
She starts running away across the sand, like I'm some kind of weirdo. It didn't bother me though. Because I wouldn't want to date a racist like that anyway.
Oh, I can't. My foot. Oh, dear. Yes. Racist. Get up. Get up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up. You know those fidget spinner things?
I've seen pictures of them, but I haven't actually tried one.
Me too.
Right.
Well, are they big in Oman or not? I've seen lots of Facebook posts about them.
Yeah, someone Insta. I think people here have them, but I don't know who.
If you haven't heard of fidget spinners, first of all, consider yourself really, really lucky. They're those cheap little toys that kids are obsessed with right now. Basically, it's just a Y-shaped plastic device that you spin in your fingers. And since they're a trendy, cheap product, someone's got to be getting rich off them, right?
True.
Wrong.
Oh.
It turns out the woman who invented them isn't getting a bazer.
How come?
Isn't getting a dime. Isn't getting a penny.
No greenbacks.
Catherine Hettinger invented them back in the 1990s and got a patent in 1997. And she pitched it to several companies, including Hasbro, but no one wanted to take it.
Right.
And make them. So she let the patent lapse in 2005 rather than paying the fee.
Oops.
And now, of course, they've randomly become a hit and everyone's making them without paying her any royalties.
Oh, she must be so angry with herself.
Well, actually, she has a surprisingly zen attitude toward all of it. And she says, and I quote, "Several people have asked me, aren't you really mad? But for me, I'm just pleased that something I designed is something people understand and really works for them."
Well, maybe it's karma because they're irritating.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall. Robin Banks and George Ryland. High FM.
This is High FM and Woffa from Halla is here.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
It's always lovely to see you.
Thank you.
You are such a special person in our hearts.
Oh my God.
No, seriously, you are.
I'm looking very pretty today.
Yeah, you're looking amazing today.
Your hair is on point.
Yeah, I love your hair. I love what you're wearing. I love your shoes. Everything about you is just...
You make me...
Oh, really? Between the songs, when you're not here, myself and George actually talk about how wonderful you are.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh. Mm. Yeah.
We've got a little WhatsApp group going for when we're not in the radio station as well.
I messaged George over the weekends and I go, just thinking about Woffa. And George goes, yeah, I am too. Yeah.
Happens a lot.
No. Hey, listen, Woffa, just wondering if you could do us a favour.
What?
Well, we have a podcast, okay?
Okay.
And our podcast, it's a number two in the comedy chart.
Number two?
Number two.
Okay.
It used to be at number one, but it's a number two.
Okay.
So we were wondering, because you're in the podcast this week.
Me?
Yeah. You're the star of the podcast.
Really?
Yeah, really. So we were wondering, how many followers have you got on Instagram?
Okay, it's 462,000.
462,000.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And what about Snapchat?
It's maybe 15,000.
15, oh, forget about Snapchat. Yeah. So on your Instagram, where you got 462,000, would it be okay for you to maybe promote our podcast?
Of course!
Yay! Yay!
and say, you know, you're in it because they're all real people, right? 462,000.
Yeah, and if you could tag me as well, because I'm like, I'm trying to get up to 500.
Tag and mention, inshallah.
Yeah. George
so,
Island.
So if we give you the link, can you put that out and say, you know, I'm in this podcast? Because you are. You're in the podcast this week.
Inshallah.
In fact, you're in it two or three times.
Yeah.
It's two or three different times. One of them is where we're laughing about your slippers.
You check my
Yeah, no, I've, you haven't got slippers on today.
Yeah.
All right, you've got. But when you did
so
come
sparkly.
On. So it's you about your slippers and a couple of other bits.
So we need to get this plugged on your Insta.
Yeah, so, you know, your 462,000 people on your Instagram need to hear that. Because they wouldn't have heard it, would they?
Oh, okay, they need to hear.
Yeah.
Inshallah, of course, why
brilliant.
Not?
Okay, great.
Of course, anytime.
When can you do that? Can you do that a few times?
Of course.
Oh, brilliant.
Inshallah.
She's great, isn't she?
She is.
You just give me the link and...
Oh, wow. It's that easy. We're going to be number one.
We're
going
to
be
famous.
Good morning. Good morning. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
It's High FM, Robin Banks.
Hi.
I'm George Ryland.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Robin, I saw a lady out walking her cat.
Was it on a lead?
It wasn't on a lead, no, but it did appear to be healing when she called. And it's this scraggy little thing about that big. A what, kitten, that's what you call it, isn't it?
Oh, it's a baby cat.
Small cat.
It's a kitten.
Yes.
She's trained it.
No, it just seemed to be okay with that.
Was it on the road or was it in a park?
Just round our compound.
So there's cars there?
No, on the inside.
Oh, okay.
Around the pool, in the back gardens of the houses, as it were.
Right.
Just having a little walk.
And did it go off and have a little sniff? And then did you call
it? It came into my back garden on the patio, but then went back out again when called.
Really?
Yeah.
How did she call it? Did she go, kitty, 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 or has it got a name?
Come here. Come here. Yeah, so that happened.
Oh,
and I was thinking, this is actually happening. I haven't taken one of those painkillers since this morning, but I'm sure this is actually happening, you know, and you can't quite work it out.
Yeah. I've never seen a trained cat.
I have put a cat on a lead, but that's a whole different story.
Where to start?
Wake up!
Please stand by for a very important announcement.
Y'all ready for the big show?
Say what?
Listen, I say we don't air this show.
What are you talking about?
As they say in Hollywood, the show must go on.
This is the show for you.
Let's go!
Robin Banks. Robin Banks. Robin Banks.
التليفون قاعد يتصل التليفون قاعد يرن تليفون
هذا يوم الخميس
انزين وعلى فكرة الرقم ترى رقم جيراننا
رقم
هم شكلهم عندهم شيء يبون يطلعون على الهواء يبون اي لكن وحياتك احنا راح نقلب عليهم الفيلم
نشوف
معانا اتصل نقول الو صباح
الخير
هلو
صباح الخير
هلو ذير از ذات هلا اف ام
Wrong number.
No, I think it's the right number. We tried many times.
Yes, myself and my wife love your show, Isha especially, and Wafa.
Wafa's lovely.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
We're just wondering, we don't listen to those guys over at High FM.
Don't listen to them, huh?
No.
They're the worst.
Yes, we never do. We only listen to Hala FM. Hala rocks.
Hala!
We were just wondering if you're going to promote the podcast on your Instagram, Wafa. Of High FM.
Because we haven't seen it there.
Yes, it's not there yet.
Awesome.
Yes, so promote their podcast, get it to number one on iTunes chart.
And tag George Island.
I will do it, inshallah. Robert.
Okay, bye then.
Don't worry.
Bye then.
Love Hala. Love Hala.
Hala. Hala.
Hala.
Hala.
Hala.
Hala.
Hala.
Hala.
Hala. Hala.
والله ما حد مروق غيركم فعلينا.
I think we did it.
What she said. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Tell them to put on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Robin Banks.
Sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
I love this show.
Me too.
And now, sit back and relax. It's another. Oi, less the noise. I'm trying to set the scene. It's another crutch story. And these are the crutches that you walk on, by the way.
Yeah.
Not anything else.
No, don't mishear that. me being in plaster cast.
Just tuned in now. A crutch story? What are they talking about?
What are they up to now? No, this is me. Leg in plaster cast, but right leg, so I've got a broken ankle.
Oh, hang on 1 second. Sad music. There we go.
Thanks.
That's all right.
I'm nearly halfway through this now, hopefully. It's getting a bit much. I don't know why, but everyone seems to want to ask me, does it itch? No, but it's starting to the more people ask me.
I've never asked you that. I haven't asked you that.
Yeah, please never. Don't. Okay. So many people have this weekend.
Yeah, but does it? Does it, though? Does it itch?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. I can't. Right. And I've just had a day of this weekend. You know, I'm just a bit fed up, and it's a hassle, to be fair, but there we go. So I came down in the morning, and it is on the stairs. It's...
That is it, yeah. That's you
and
walking.
I just hear this from the lounge. You sound like a horror movie.
Aww.
Yeah, probably. Then I went to a comedy show, and I think every single comedian, how's the leg? Fine, why'd you ask?
Oh, no.
Then, at the end of the night, I get in a taxi, and they put on Ed Sheeran Thinking Out Loud.
When your legs don't work like they used to. And I can't sweep you off of your feet.
Really?
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love?
Morning, Ryland.
Morning, Ryland.
Morning.
Does it itch? Tell me, does it itch? Itch.
Does it itch?
Itch.
Stop it now. Stop it now. Oh, it does now. Oh, what's wrong with people?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
7901059 is our WhatsApp number, and apparently this is for you from 045. Oh, I know what this is.
I really don't.
Oh, I do. Listen to that.
Oh, come on!
Is it itchy?
That's so rude.
Can you shout out Lily Murphy?
Shout out! Big shout out! Who's the shout out to?
Lily.
Big shout out!
Lily Murphy.
Big shout out! No.
Here we go. Wake up.
I just keep moving. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
This is High FM. George is in the cast, and everybody keeps asking her one question.
Does it itch?
Does it itch? Loads of people sending in WhatsApp messages going, is it itchy?
Funny.
And now I've got this.
Itch. Oh, so unfair.
Don't itch it, don't scratch it, though you want to very much. Or you might give the itchy germ to everyone you touch. Don't itch it, don't scratch it, though you want to very much.
Yeah.
Or you might give the itchy germ to everyone you touch.
Here we go now.
Mad man.
Itch. No, I mustn't scratch. Well, I'm itch.
This is great. Itch. I know I mustn't scratch it.
I gotta resist that itch. Don't itch it, don't scratch it, though you want to very much.
Yeah.
Or you might give the itchy jump to everyone you touch.
It's Charlie
McGonagall. Itch.
Come on. Let's hear you now.
Itch.
Yeah.
I know I mustn't scratch. Well, I gotta resist that itch. Gotta itch.
Woo.
I know I mustn't scratch. Well, I gotta resist that itch.
Here we go. Itch.
I know I mustn't scratch. Well, I gotta resist that itch. Gotta itch. I know I mustn't scratch. Well, I gotta resist.
Yes. Got it right.
Itch. I know I mustn't scratch. Well, I gotta.
Everybody in their cars now, sing along to this.
It's longer.
It's all right, isn't it?
Such fun.
Sent with love.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
High FM.
can't complain about any ailment I have now. You're sitting there with a broken leg.
Oh, I don't mind.
Don't worry, I'm going to get better.
Well, actually, what we've got now in the house is...
Have you got a little bar in your shower?
It's a countdown on the fridge, look.
Yay! Countdown to the cast off.
It is.
Oh, well done you.
That's my cast, see there.
Oh, there's a picture of your cast. When are you getting it off?
Well, hopefully the 31st.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Yeah.
That, I think, is the last day. But until I've gone back for an X-ray next week and spoken to the doc again.
Uh-oh. You know what's going to happen, don't you?
Don't even say it. Don't think it.
Right, someone's ill. So we have to call them.
Who's ill?
Any idea? No, you've got no idea who's ill.
Is this a regular listener?
No, this is not a regular listener. Actually, this person is a regular listener. Has it on all the time.
Okay. Long time listener, first time caller?
No.
Right.
We speak to this guy quite often.
Meres?
No! It's not boring Meres.
Because it would be a boring illness. Who is it?
And this is somebody who's ill.
Who will it be?
Who will it be now?
Question! Do you think us calling is going to make them feel better?
I think they can see us calling. And they're going, no, I don't want to be iller.
Yeah. We don't feel well. You can use it as an excuse. I can't come to the phone, even though it's in my hand.
Too ill.
Too ill.
Too ill to press the button.
Should we just keep calling?
Okay.
We're trying to help. We thought you might have had a fall, so we just thought we'd keep calling.
Are you okay? Oh, this is horrible.
I know.
It's too early.
It is
far too early. If you were ill, would you have your phone on silent?
No, because I'm one of these, if I feel bad, what if work try and call?
Yeah, you do, yeah. That doesn't surprise me. Hello. I'm dying.
It's like when I burnt my fingerprints off by mistake and I had to call you. Why am I like this?
I've burnt my fingerprints off. Can you help me?
I can't get to the radio station.
Well, you can walk, can't you? You haven't broken your leg yet.
If only I knew then, how could I add it?
Was that before the term, she's done a Ryland?
Yeah, it was, actually.
Right. The person who I was trying to call is Jish, isn't it?
Jish is ill.
Yeah. Have you not noticed?
What's wrong with him?
No idea, so I'm trying to call him.
What was the message then?
I'm ill.
Oh, dear, no. Faker.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Wake up, kids. It's a brand new day. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
Did you hear about Donald Trump's button?
Is this a joke?
It's not a joke, no.
Okay, no, please tell me about Donald Trump's button.
There's quite a few of the news sites this morning. He has, in the Oval Office, a button on the desk.
Oh, I have heard this.
So he presses it.
Yes.
And a butler brings him a Coke.
How brilliant is that?
I want that, but not Coke. Tea. Just a big button says tea on
it. The Ryland button.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah.
I want a huge button, so he literally...
Do you think he might get it confused? With the other big red button.
I'm hoping maybe his hands are too small for that other button.
He won't go down! This week, Justin Bieber is performing in Mumbai for the first time, and he's making a very interesting first impression with a super bizarre tour rider.
Okay.
Now, tour riders often include unnecessarily specific and random things.
I would, wouldn't you?
And they occasionally veer into the absurd, and Justin definitely does that. He requests culinary experts to supervise the gourmet food being served to him, which includes 5 dishes per day that are to be, quote, renamed after his popular songs.
Amazing.
If the chefs over there need any ideas, then here are a few suggestions. Love Yourself Masala. Sorry Burgers. Never Say Never Korma.
I don't want to eat anything with these names.
Justin also wants his room adorned with purple carnations, because purple is his favourite colour. And he wants, a quote, special Indian yoga casket containing aromatic essential oils. Now, are they sure this is Justin's rider and not Afro-Man's? I think maybe we should name some meals after our radio shows, George. What about the wasn't really feeling it this morning, were you, George? Sandwich.
Too tired, Chris.
I've hit the wall at 6:30 pizza.
Pizza.
Or lost the ability to string a sentence together, rap.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us, because we don't have any.
Need a lady on the phone before...
I don't know that anyone's going to call.
Why?
I think people are going to be worried about looking materialistic and that you're
being
mean.
No. I'm not going to be mean. And the lady has to have a partner, has to be married, and likes getting gifts.
Well, I'm out.
Because apparently, I read this last night, women now want this more than diamonds.
More than diamonds.
Yeah, and I want to tell you... Hello, Hi FM.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Are you married first?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great.
I have three children.
Three children as well. I'm not going to ask your name.
A little bit, if you'd like to volunteer it, do.
Yeah,
if you or want... if not, we'll leave it.
Well, my name is Mona, but I'm known as Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa!
Okay, Mona, do you like getting gifts from your man?
Oh, of course. Any woman would love that.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Yep.
This is what I thought. And then I read this. Now, do you, Mona, believe that it's the thought that counts when it comes to presents?
No.
Definitely.
Because as guys, we assume that that meant nothing's more thoughtful than expensive jewellery.
Yeah, that does mean that.
Yeah, okay.
But apparently, I'm being a little bit too cynical, and us guys are. So I read this last night. In this new survey, 56% of women say they prefer a thoughtful gift like a memorable trip over diamonds.
Yeah, why not?
Really?
I would love that, yeah.
But that is dependent on the thought, isn't it?
Because and I got that
that's
already.
An expensive trip. Mona, you've married well. But what if he's thinking about oven gloves? And, oh, but it's really thoughtful.
I'll just throw it in his face.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
That's my point.
Or a vacuum cleaner.
I think you're sleeping on the sofa.
Right, this survey also says, Mona, that women would prefer a gift card to cash.
I mean, if he doesn't have, he didn't have the time. But yeah, I mean, at least he did something.
Yeah, but does a gift card not mean no thought?
No, it does, yeah.
Yeah,
it's better than nothing.
I can't be bothered, really, to think about how special you are, so... Here's a gift card.
Saves you having to take the gift back to the store and change it, though.
A gift card for Dacer.
The following radio show is not to be broadcast via the public airwaves.
This radio show is not intended for listeners.
Caught up in your show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Now that I'm waking up.
This is High FM.
This week in 1791 marks the anniversary of the birth of Samuel Morse.
Morse code.
He invented that. American guy. I've got this bit of a rude joke about him. Now stop
do you
me.
Want to test it first before you do it on air?
No, I'll do it on air.
Sure? But,
yeah,
sure about that?
It's all right.
I was just saying this is Robin Banks' joke, as
yeah,
you just
yeah.
mentioned.
Stop me if you've heard it. Dot, 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 dash, dot, dash, dot, dash, dot, dot. Dot, dash, dot. Cracks me up every time.
Robin Banks.
Sounds like somebody's trying out the new hip.
Oh, even Stink would say that stinks.
It's showtime, folks.
It was horrible. So Friday morning, Debbie and Annie were all set when I got up, right? Come on, let's go to the Crown Plaza, come on.
I don't feel well.
The first thing that came into my mind was Sammy. He's the guy that said, come on, Robin, I'll train you. Well, a month, just a month.
And he's a big dude, like
oh,
he's
man.
Stacked, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And I remember saying to Sammy, one of the first things I said to him was, I want to be ripped. He went, okay, three times a week.
Did you also tell him, yeah, I've got the motivation, I'm going to do this.
Oh, you know that. You know it. In my first week, I think I did three times in my first week. And then last week, I just went Sunday. And that's it. So it came to Friday and I haven't been. So I feel bad. And he was there. So I'm lying out by the pool, the little baby pool there, and Annie's in the baby pool. And I turn around to my left. I see him first in my peripheral vision, and my brain clicks. It's him.
Because there's this big shadow with these huge guns.
And I turn my head, I look over, and it is him, and he sees me. And the first thing he does is he smiles at me and waves, hello. And I'm thinking, oh, no.
Did you wave back from your sun lounge? I just haven't had any time. But this is what happens, see, when you have a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Like you're accountable to someone.
Oh, yeah.
So, my old one in the UK, they call her Killer K for a reason.
Killer K?
Yeah, so she now trains a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I had my friend on the phone the other morning. Do you think if I just paid her, she'd go away?
Yeah, I know. That's
no.
What I know. What a horrible feeling. I've never had that feeling before.
Yeah.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up, get up.
It's a brand new day.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lloyd.
Who's that?
Bella. Actually, I just want to say morning. And I want to check, did you sign George's cap?
No, no one's coming near the cast.
Yeah,
I've had
not?
People approach me with Sharpie pen.
Why not? Why can't we sign your cast?
Because it's already getting a little bit dirty and I'm too OCD for that. I've said in the last week, but I don't really want that either.
Does it smell?
No, because I keep the sock on all the time.
All right.
Well, she should let you sign.
I know she should.
Really?
Yeah.
Pick a side. I think he's already picked.
Just wanted to check. Did you drop out of the gym yet?
Hello? It's good. Hello?
It's breaking.
Hello? I can't hear you. Sorry.
That's right, Robin. Sorry. I heard it. He said about the gym. The gym!
Right, I've got to do the next thing.
Going to the gym?
Next thing that's going to happen is coming right now.
1, 2, 3, ha!
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
I could be the one
to wake up with
Hiya Fam.
You're a parent, Robin Banks.
Yes, I am, yeah.
Do you think you're a good parent?
I think everybody thinks they're a good parent.
So, yes.
Yeah. Of course.
Right, okay, just own it. That's fine.
Parenting?
Smashed it. I want to know what you think about this story.
Okay.
This is a lady who took her son to the park. He had his toys with him. He was approached by about 6 other boys who wanted to play with his toys.
How old? I guess below 10.
Yes. And he didn't want to. They're his new toys.
Yeah.
He didn't want to share them.
Okay.
And she said to him, you can tell them no,
yes.
Carson. Just
right.
Tell them no.
Yeah, okay.
Because I read this and at first I thought, oh, that's not cool. You're supposed to teach children to share. But then actually,
yes.
She did have quite a good point.
Can I just,
said,
before the point, right? Because I'm going through this at the moment.
Right.
Why should she have to share, or why should he have to share? When I say she, I mean my Annie.
Yes.
Why should my Annie or any child have to share? Yes, it's good to share, but does that not teach your children, you know, 18, 19, 20, if somebody comes along and wants something, then they can take it. You've got to share it.
This is exactly her point.
Great.
That the goal is teaching children how to function as adults.
Yes.
But she put it in language that I understand.
Okay, what's the language?
If I, as an adult, walked into the park eating a sandwich, am I required to share my sandwich with strangers in the park?
Absolutely not.
Don't you come near my sandwich!
Yeah, there's the Ryland not a parent language explains it so well.
Weekday morning.
Get on up. Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up!
Yeah. Oman's High FM.
Did you just say, I hope this is as funny as it was then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I was killing myself. So I went out for dinner last night.
Yeah.
My lovely friends took me out.
Yeah.
Because they keep saying, you need some fresh air.
It's true.
Keep your strength up.
Yeah, it's true.
So we went to Traders.
Yeah.
And we had some dinner.
Yeah.
And on the way out, this happened. So, you know, we've all had this. We get it quite a bit. Someone comes up to you and says hello. And you've got that split second.
Yeah.
Do you blag it? Or do you admit it? No idea who you are.
Right, okay. So
this happens to my friend Chrissy with the pink hair.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the girl with
hair. She's the girl who does the haircuts.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And the guy comes up to her as we're leaving. Chrissy!
Hey!
And she's like, hey! So they have a big hello. And he just stopped, he looked at her, he went, you don't remember me at all, do you?
Oh, no.
She went, no! I lost it. I completely lost it. I stopped killing myself laughing and also slamming the crutch down into the floor like that.
Is that your new thing?
Hysterically. No, I didn't even know it was by that point.
Oh,
I made such a scene of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Nice one.
She's never going to flag it again.
No, never.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Here's what you missed.
There's a WhatsApp, 79010959, just in. Saying, good morning, guys. For more than a month, finally, I'm hearing your voice. I've missed you.
Where have you been?
Is it a holiday, maybe? I don't know, let's find out. Let's give him a shout.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. It's Robin here.
Hi.
It's Robin and George.
Yeah, Robin, hi.
How's it going? So, where have you been for a month?
Actually, I'm doing surgery for my knee.
You're doing what for your knee?
Surgery.
Oh, dude, have you had ACL?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, mate, I've had that. And listen, let me tell you, you have to do the physio afterwards.
Yeah, I know it's that.
Yeah.
It's already, I started that.
Oh, man, because I didn't do it.
Really?
Yeah. And
so how is your knee now?
It's horrible. It's 6 years later, and my knee and my hamstring is just horrible because they take some of your hamstring at the back. Yeah, and they put it on the front, and it,
oh,
and then
no,
it becomes
too early, too early,
it becomes
sorry.
A ligament. Yeah, it pretends to be a ligament.
Oh, God.
And I said to my doctor, I said, look, my hamstring is going to know it's a hamstring when it's around the front. It's not going to turn into a ligament.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. So do the physio and you'll be all right.
I started already that.
Good.
I'm back to work now, so.
Are you on crutches still?
Yeah.
George
it's
is on crutches.
It's such a pain I feel for you. My arms feel like they're going to break.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Very hard.
Yeah, George has got a wheelchair, so we're wheeling her around everywhere.
Okay.
You have a lovely day, and I hope everything goes all right in your life.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, goodbye.
Do your physio.
Goodbye.
Do your physio. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
Come on!
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Roiland.
Turn it up!
Hi, FM.
Turn it up!
Morning, Die FM. I'm ready for ya.
Oh, my lovely co-host here is picking me up every morning, bringing me to work because I'm in a plaster cast, can't drive.
Yeah.
For the first week, the leaving message was leaving now.
Okay.
So I got leaving now.
Yeah.
Leaving now. Leaving now.
Oh.
Leaving now.
I know what's coming
now.
Up.
And this has been taken up a notch this week.
So this is the message that I send to George as I get in my car.
So that I know exactly 10 minutes after to come out of the door.
Yeah.
Because I can't really hang around. It's not that easy on crutches. But this week it has been stepped up. Leaving now. Morning. On way. On tway. In pyjamas and on the way.
No, you've done that wrong. On tway.
On the way right now.
Yeah.
Leaving right now.
Yes.
And this morning, blowing the homestead.
Yes.
Can you keep this up for another 3 weeks?
Well, so you want a different message every morning?
Every morning for the next 3 weeks. And I also want ranch involved at some point.
I woke up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Kathy Douglas on this radio station at 1 o'clock, 1 till 4. And yesterday she came into the office, you'd gone, and she goes, oh, I was listening to you guys this morning. I'm like, yeah. She goes, you've ruined my show.
Ah, was this the bicycle thing?
Yeah.
Because I said about her falling off her bike, so she couldn't do it in her show.
No, she couldn't do it. I did explain to her about audience shift. But she didn't quite
and
get
also,
it.
And also, I get up early.
Yeah.
I get first dibs.
Yeah, of course. She didn't get it. She went, that was my story. She fell off her bike. I'm doing it again. Right? Yeah. For people who haven't heard, she's got these toe clips that basically strap your foot in.
You know, like those pro bikes where you're all,
So she came up, came up to a traffic light or something or an emergency stop and
I think she was trying to do a U-turn on a hill this time. Yeah,
of course.
And wallop, she's off the bike.
Yeah.
Scraped her knee.
In that moment of hitting the brakes, she forgot to take her foot out.
This is why I don't ride these bicycles.
I know, right? She's a mad woman.
Yeah.
So we can't talk about Kathy Douglas anymore.
I feel bad about that now because I made her come in early to give me a lift home as well.
Prince Mikey! Stop!
Ooh, that's not going to go down well.
Get up and dance.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Roiland.
Get up.
This is High FM. Oman.
When I look into the mirror, this is what I see.
Okay.
Two blurry, puffy eyes staring back at me. I'm so tired, I could quit my job, but can't afford to blow it.
Robin Banks.
This morning, and I know it.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks. George Ryland's there.
Hello.
And lovely Mallard is in.
Hello.
Are you going to ask the question or will I?
I'm going to leave that to you.
Okay. Mallard, why are you wearing a surgical mask?
Because I have a severe cough. I don't want the rest of us to cough like me.
Are you going to wear that all day?
Yeah. Even at home.
She's got a surgical mask on.
You wear that around your husband?
Yeah, and today I didn't sleep next to him because, I don't know, I don't want him to get sick.
Right, this is lovely Mallard, who is just lovely.
Yes.
And thank now you. She's being lovely to everyone.
I know.
Did you sleep like that?
Yeah. I slept alone, so I took it off.
So you took it off?
It was a treat.
Aww. You're looking after Muscat.
Yes.
So you're so lovely to people that you don't even know.
Exactly.
You don't want them.
We have to.
To catch anything.
Mm.
Come out, right, second question.
Yeah.
If you're that sick, why are you in?
There's a lot to be done today, so at least I'm here for like 5 hours and then I'll go back home.
But there's always a lot to be done.
Mm.
Doesn't matter where you work, the number one thing is you got to look after yourself.
Have you noticed the high team are dropping like flies since I did this to my ankle? Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Have you got any more of those surgical masks?
I was just saying, do you have a box of them at home?
Yeah. Yes, I brought them from Malaysia.
Can you bring some in tomorrow?
Okay.
Because we're going to wear our pajamas.
Yeah.
And some surgical masks.
Yeah.
It's like we've been let out for the day.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
You still there, Jack?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, thanks for hanging on.
It's fine.
Cool. Okay, Jack is the guy who didn't want to come on air a couple of days ago. We tricked him into giving us his phone number because, oh yeah, okay, message us. Ah, we got your phone number.
And now we can't get enough.
Yeah, he loves it now. All your mates at BSM, are they getting in touch with you, saying heard you on the radio? What are they saying?
They were just shocked that I was here.
Shocked?
And jealous. Well,
some of them were.
What was the shocked conversation that they were having with you?
I don't really know. I don't really know. I can't.
It's hard to pay attention to the little people anymore, isn't it? Yeah, when you get to this level of celebrity.
Yeah, yeah, it's true that, you know, Jack, when you're like a radio star like you are, you kind of zone out.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's done it to us. Yeah. He just did it to us.
He's zoning out right now. Jack has got a riddle. Let's have your riddle this morning.
Okay, so what's at the end of a rainbow?
A crock of gold! Hello! There's a crock of gold! Hey, diddly 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 diddly. Cup of Barry's tea! You got any knives you want, Sharon, have you? Hey, a dog! Dog and a piece of string!
But that's not the right answer.
Oh!
Riddle me this!
All right, Jack, what is the right answer?
The letter W.
Oh, great. Brilliant.
Don't get it.
Yeah, let it rainbow.
Oh, I get it. Oh, Jack.
Jack.
What a waste of our weekend.
Oh, Jack, seriously. I think you've had your 15 minutes of fame. You're going to get beaten up in school today. No, Jack, no. Jack, thank you very much for calling.
Bye.
Robin Banks and George Roiland. Come on. On High FM.